Join executive producer and former Victoria's Secret model, Summer Helene, and get the royal tour as the Duchess of Hollywood takes you behind the scenes and gives you an insider's guide to Hollywood. Get the scoop and all the dirt, and listen in on location with Summer Helene as she guides you through the entertainment world. Summer will challenge everything you think you know about Hollywood. Because of its mature content, Behind the Scenes with Summer Helene is recommended for an adult audience.
Hi guys, welcome to Behind the Scenes. I am your host, Summer Helene, and we have a hell of a show for you today. We have a whole bunch going on. We have on Aggie Corbin, we have on Cindy Honig, we have on John Kessner, we have on John Reynolds, and we have on John Morris. We have on industry professionals to talk to up-and-coming and aspiring actors, musicians, producers. You wanted to know how to get into Hollywood? So today we're going to show you. We have, as always, John Kessner, who you all like better than you like me, Cindy Honig to give us some PR advice, John Morris to talk about the music industry, John Reynolds to talk about the film industry, and Aggie Corbin to tell you how to put it all together. This will be an exciting show. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm really rushing here. We have a heck of a show today.
I know. I saw the list and I thought, what are we doing, a telethon today?
Just kind of. We've got so many questions so often for how to get in these industries that we are just pulling one person after another. And we decided this week we're just going to have on some industry professionals from music, television, film, PR, and just bring on some aspiring actors, bring on some aspiring musicians, bring on aspiring producers, which, you know, Alexis hedged herself into being because she wanted the advice.
Is she going to be operating the hook to pull each one off when they're done, or just...
I have no idea. We should see how this goes.
Okay, great. Well, let's jump into it.
I'm really, really excited. All right. So first, we are going to pull on John Morris. John Morris is a musician. He has done film comp. He's done everything. And I will tell you a little secret about him. He's actually my uncle. Nobody knows that. I know. Nobody knows that, but he is one of the most interesting people, and he has a very thick Australian accent. Oh, so nice. That should be, yeah, that should be interesting for everyone. And then we are going to have on Jared Forda. I cannot pronounce that last name. I still can't. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Thank you. John Kessner, this is John Morris from the Blues Preachers.
John, how are you?
Not bad. John, how are you going?
Great.
The best part is we actually have a third John on, John Reynolds, who worked with Spielberg.
It's going to get complicated.
Well, we've got three Johns on the show tonight.
I'm going to screw it all up and do an Australian accent every once in a while just to
keep everyone guessing. Please don't, John. We have a great following right now. Let's not make it worse. Okay, so you're with the Blues Preachers. You just got an award from Yoko Ono. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yes, we are. We basically just ticked a box. Somebody suggested we should submit one of our songs, which is a song about the GFC. And she chose it as one of the winners of the competition. This was the John Lennon 70th birthday anniversary song contest. So it was a couple of years ago, but it was a fantastic thing to have received that award. It was great for our careers, I can tell you.
Well, if you want to hold that band together,
That'll do it. Yeah. That'll do it.
She's still single, I think. So
Yoko,
Don't start dating her. Your band will fall apart. We've seen that before.
Okay,
seen that happen before. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We like the Beatles, and she gave him an award. Let's not make enemies here. We like friends.
We do.
We have Cindy Honig on the show, Cindy Honig of OKC's Pure PR. Cindy has worked with Jennifer Lopez, Ryan Gosling, Jim Carrey. She started careers. She saved careers. Thanks, of course, to Hugh Grant and Pee Wee Herman. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. We are on with John Morris from the Blues Preachers and, you know, John Kessner, and we will have John Reynolds. So a lot of Johns today.
Great.
What we're going to be focusing on today is we found a unique way to get to all of the people that wanted to ask about getting in the industry. We have an aspiring musician to ask questions to John and to yourself. We have an aspiring actress to ask questions to John Reynolds and yourself. We have an aspiring producer to ask questions to Aggie Corbin and yourself. So it should be very, very interesting. John Morris, this is Cindy Honig.
Hi, Cindy. How are you going?
Hello, John. Nice to meet you over the Skype.
Over the data waves, yeah.
So it's
Where's he at? Where's John at?
Sydney, Australia.
Oh, he's coming to Australia. Wow.
He is. He's live from Australia.
Mm.
Wow.
So pardon?
What time is it there?
Uh-oh, I'd like to know that too.
It is 7 o'clock at night here. I don't know what it is in Oklahoma, and I have no idea. I think it's 1 o'clock in Australia.
It's
1900 hours.
Yeah, it's 9:08 p.m. here.
All right, well, we're coming to you from all over the world. I'm going to jump straight in and pull in our first guest. Our first guest is Jared Fiorda. I don't think I'm saying that right. Jared, welcome to the show.
Just to go on record, you did actually kind of say my name right there.
Fiorda.
Fantastic.
It's a little bit Italian, so it's kind of hard to say, but yes, you got it.
All right. So Jared is an aspiring musician from California, and he has some questions for John Morris.
Hi, Jared. How are you going?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good, thanks. What instrument do you play, Jared?
At the moment, I'm a vocalist, and I'm starting to learn to play guitar.
Ooh.
Cool. Well, I've done a lot of things, but I earn most of my living from teaching guitar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So I do have a couple of questions. One of them would be, how did you start? How did you find a following? How did you get people to start listening to your stuff?
Good question. Are you aspiring to write your own songs and your own original music and get it out there and get people to buy it and listen to it?
Oh, yes, entirely.
Yeah, because I'd say that's really important to work out where you're going to end up and then work backwards. So if you're aspiring to be the sort of musician who would play in a venue where there's always an audience and you're happy just to play covers because you love it, that you go down a different track than you would do if you're going to try and get your original music out there. So that's good that I know that. But I would say, I'm sure you're aware, the music industry has changed enormously. In that it's basically, to be successful now, you've got to be treated as more of a cottage industry, and you've got to put a CD together, and you've got to get out there and do lots of shows and sell your CDs at shows so that a record company can ultimately look at you and say, well, we can make money out of this guy or this band, because they're already doing that.
Yes.
So have you got have you been writing songs? You've been in the studio, or not at that stage yet?
I was at one point. I'm not at this point.
Right. Why is that?
There were some differences between me and my bandmates, and we ended up going separate ways.
Happens all the time.
You got to be successful first, right? He's getting this out of order.
Yeah.
You guys got to work on that. Try to stay together and then break up. Then turn on each other. I think that's how it works.
No, it's a really difficult thing. You know, there's very fragile egos amongst musicians in bands, and, you know, everybody wants... The bass player wants to be the singer, the drummer wants to be the guitarist, and there's all sorts of crazy stuff that goes on. So I understand that. But I think it's really important to have like a main core person that's sort of involved in the songwriting so that you can always change those members and keep the project going if necessary.
Yes, but, I agree entirely.
Yeah. So you've got to write those songs, you've got to get in the studio, get a CD happening, and get out on the road and do as many, many gigs as possible. Getting a company like Orchard in New York or one of those online distributors to get your songs into iTunes and just get the whole social media thing happening as well is very important.
I agree.
Yeah. Good luck with it. And the other thing is that you've got to be good. You've got to be a good vocalist, and you've got to be good on your instrument. And scientists tell us now that you need to spend about 10,000 hours getting good before it's second nature to you. So I'd really encourage you with your guitar playing to get into that and just realize that it does really take a long time. It's a bit like The Karate Kid, you know. You remember that movie where you had to paint the fence and polish the car?
Yes.
And you've got to go through that process, and it's really obvious to an audience when a musician's not quite on the money with that. So 10,000 hours, that's what they say in martial arts and I've got a student who's a surgeon. He says they work on that principle about 10,000 hours before it's second nature to you. So, yeah, keep on with that.
Very, very good.
Most certainly will.
All right, we'll get back to some more questions there. We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes. Cindy, what advice would you have as a publicist for an aspiring musician?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, there's a real fine line between musicians, film, and television. But I can say this, that you've got to be heard everywhere and anywhere you can. So open mic night, if anything, depending on the type of music that you're singing, anywhere that you can be heard. And I think that it's tougher in Los Angeles and New York, I really do, than somewhere like Nashville, you know, smaller towns, Austin, those kind of places. But I will tell you this, there are agents who send their people out everywhere that they can go to those open mic nights because they're aching for new talent, and specifically and especially original songs. They want to know if you can write.
All right. Well, you have a consensus here from John and from Cindy. You got to get some original content there, Jared.
So I will definitely get on that.
Passing out CDs in front of Hollywood Boulevard isn't going to help, is it?
John, no, John.
There's a bunch of people that do that.
But you know what? This is Cindy again. But you know what, John? I know that that was a joke, but the truth is you've got to think of creative ways to get your stuff out there.
Actually, I'm serious. Have you ever been down Hollywood Boulevard?
There you go. But I mean,
it's like running an obstacle course.
Yeah, it's as simple as knowing where to go for lunch and knowing where to go for dinner, knowing where to go for drinks and breakfast, and where you're going to hang out, you know, in the evenings, where you're going to go listen to music. You know, you got to know where to go and what to do, and you have to be creative about it. And handing out CDs, I wouldn't do it on Hollywood Boulevard, but maybe closer to, well, Capitol Records is right along there.
It is. Guys, we'll be right back after the break with Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are on with John Morris of the Blues Preachers, Cindy Honig, Pure PR, John Kessner, who you all like better than you like me. We'll be right back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. Thanks. A quick shout out to Scott Haskin for that fantastic music. You always make it sound like we have some epic battle in a movie here. We are on with John Morris of the Blues Preachers. We are on with Cindy Honig of Pure PR. We are on with John Kessner. And we have Jared Fiora. I'm not going to get that right. I'm just not. we are talking a little bit about what it takes to get into the music end of this industry. Then we're going to talk a little bit about film, television, and all sorts of things. Right now, we are talking about what it takes to be known as a musician. While we are on, this is to John Morris. I'm going to start distinguishing this way. We're just going to use last names.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got more Johns than hookers on the point.
Okay, John Kessner. John Kessner is going to get a timeout.
Oh.
Okay, this is John Morris. Now, you actually wrote a book on left-handed guitar playing.
That was a long time ago. My partner, the guy that I was playing with at the time, was a left-handed guitarist, and he realized that there was not much information out there, or even sort of when you're very left-handed, even right-handed chord diagrams are very difficult to read. Mm-hmm. And so we put something together there for lefties, and that worked quite well.
Well, I just thought that was a unique thing for people to know, as you're not left-handed.
No, I'm not, but both my sons are. Jesse and Kieran are both left-handed.
Are a lot of Australians left-handed?
No.
I thought it might be an equator, like an equator thing.
It's not.
Because we are,
south of the equator. South of the border. So, you know, counterclockwise, you know, water spins.
Kind of. Yeah. But that's a unique way to go. All right, Jared, if you want to throw another question out for John, John Morris, not John Kessner, who's now in a timeout, we will get that going for you.
Well, actually, I do have a couple more questions. One of them, what made touring more bearable? What made it bearable in general?
What made touring bearable? People hear it's really difficult. What made it bearable? What made it fun?
The band that I play in is just a duo, and that's better than, you know, it's easy to get on with one other person than sort of five or six people. And, the Blues Preachers at one stage was a six-piece band, but now we're just a duo and we sort of specialise in that sort of pre-war acoustic blues sound. But I think what makes it bearable is you've just got to be working with people that you get on with. I think that everybody involved has to sort of do some spiritual work on themselves so that they're not going to sort of have these very fragile artistic egos. And really, I think everybody in the band's got to put the interests of the other people in the band first, and that's really what makes it work. Otherwise, you've got sort of five, six grumpy people reacting to everything that's said.
Actually, that's very, very good advice for everyone in the industry. It's to quote Dev Ross, you've got to have the soul of a fairy, the hide of a rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Entertainment industry is interesting that way. That's very, very good advice.
Am I still in timeout?
No, you can come out now, John.
What about the girls when you're on tour? I mean, are there like lots of girls?
Not at all.
There was. You know,
There was.
Okay.
So you see a lot of very aggressive.
Did the market drop out? I mean, what's going on? I don't understand. I thought it was all about girls.
I think it's just age now, John.
Oh,
it's past our use by date, but the sort of music that we specialize in, which is pre-war acoustic blues, the girls in the audience are usually sort of really interested in that sort of music, so it's a much more intellectual audience than groupies that doesn't happen for us.
Yeah, because my dad was an Elvis impersonator in the 70s. There were a lot of girls, trust me. I was like 10 years old, and I'm surrounded by boobs, polyester, big hair. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what the music industry to a degree is known for.
That's what I thought.
That's very, very interesting. All right, Jared, do you have any more questions?
Yes, I do. What was your first show experience like playing, that is?
My first experience playing?
Yes.
Wow. You know, I grew up in Tasmania. And I can remember playing at school dances when I was 15, and basically my first experiences where I was basically frightened to death, scared shitless, you could say. And that's what I remember, you know. And I think it's because in going on stage when you're not really 120% prepared is not a good idea, but young people get up and just have a go. And if you're not prepared and there's a big audience, then you're going to be scared unless you've got a massive, huge, show-offy type ego like a lot of actors have. you're not going to be able to get through that. So being prepared is a very important thing. Being overly prepared, I would say, is the way to go.
All right. Well, if you had one piece of advice to give an aspiring musician, what would it be?
I would say what I said before, that if you're an instrumentalist, if you're a guitarist, that you have to get that 10,000 hours up, because the audience knows when you're not right on the money with that. And I think there's just no way around it. I know so many amazingly good singers who have bad guitar playing skills, and it's nothing worse than going out to see somebody who's got good songs, can sing well, but really rough guitar playing. So you've got to get that 10,000 hours up on the guitar. And when you think about it, that's 40 hours a week for 5 years. And of course, not many people can do that, but you know, you've really got to just start chipping away at that and for that guitar playing to become second nature to you.
Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah,
it's a long time, but it's what scientists have told us. And I can remember my two sons, who are both very good performers, very good singers and good guitarists. I couldn't get them go to school. I couldn't get their guitars out of their hands. And I wasn't a stage parent at all. I really said to them many times, it might be better if you become a lawyer or a doctor if you want to have a good life. But they're both musicians. And I just couldn't get their guitars out of their hands to even go to school and do their schoolwork. So they got that 10,000 hours up very quickly, early in their lives.
Well, I can see scientists saying that because they're bitter, because there are no groupies for scientists.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, John.
I don't know.
Moving in the wrong circles. You go to those parties, there's a few groupies hanging around there for sure.
Put the Bunsen burner away and get some drama.
All right, Cindy, what advice would you give an aspiring musician to start off his career?
I think if it were my kid, I would say, if you can afford it, beg, borrow, and steal and hire a publicist, because that publicist can help you get an agent and can kind of give you the advice that you need to maneuver wherever you are starting, whether it be Hollywood or New York. I don't know where else you'd start unless you were in country music and you're going to Nashville. But I would definitely do that. And because, you know, that way you have a support system other than family and somebody who will tell you the truth. That's what I would recommend first. And then, you know what, you got to have somebody help you with the look, you know, the overall, depending on what kind of music you're singing and that sort of thing. You know, it's an image thing as well. So I think that's what I would give, what advice I would give them.
All right. So the best advice we can give on Behind the Scenes is, one, hone your craft. If you want to be in the music industry, you absolutely must know what you are doing. Do not go out there. Don't play like I do. Play like John Morris does. Learn your craft. Learn it well. And you've got to be seen. You've got to get a publicist. So that's pretty much the best advice I think you can give anyone in any situation, would be know what you're doing and make sure people know that you're doing it.
Can I just add one more thing there, Summer?
Please.
The other thing is, I would say to you, don't be like a dog chasing its tail and try and copy what you think is currently popular. Work out your own thing and say what you want to say and stick to that. And try and figure out what that is and just go down that track, because otherwise you're going to be like a dog chasing its tail.
You're going to be at the tail end of every trend that's ever happened. That's very, very good advice. Look for what's new. Look for what's different. Look at the story you want to tell, not the story that's already being told.
Yes.
That will make you unique and that will give you an edge. That's very, very good advice. We are going to go to break in about 3 minutes. I'm going to keep John Morris on. I'm going to keep Cindy Honig on. I'm going to keep John Kestner on. Jared, I guess you can stay too if you want to and if you have any more questions. And we are going to pull on Aggie Corbin. She produces music. She produces movies. She produces television. We are going to pull on a bunch of people from different ends of this industry. And let's see if we can all talk over the top of each other.
All right.
It sounds good to me.
Do I get the center square?
John, you always get the center square, whether we like it or not, dear.
I want to be right over Charlie Weaver.
You know, I've got to ask you, this is for John Morris. I've got to ask you, getting into this industry, you've played different styles of music. You've worked with a ton of different people. Why did you settle on the type of music you did? What made you find your home there?
The The acoustic blues thing really is the roots of contemporary music. If there was no Robert Johnson, if you haven't heard of Robert Johnson, listeners, please research that and listen to Robert Johnson. He was around in the 1930s. If there was no Robert Johnson, there'd be no Eric Clapton, there'd be no AC/DC, there'd be no Led Zeppelin. And I think, you know, it's always been there in the background of contemporary music, and I'm the sort of person that, like a scientist, I want to get to the bottom of it. And I got to the bottom of it and I stayed there. And I love that sort of music, and I love looking after it and presenting it to people who haven't heard it before. And when we do our original songs, it's still in that sort of style, that sort of very blues and roots style.
I got to say, you had a new album come out not too long ago. I have your last album. You just had an album come out with that song that Yoko Ono fell in love with.
Yeah.
What is the name of your new album?
That album's called Dead Cats Can Bounce.
Dead Cats Can Bounce?
Dead Cats Can Bounce.
Fair enough.
It's a term right. From it's a stock market term that, you know, you've got to be very careful when a stock crashes, because there's initial sort of little bounce up and you can think that it's recovered and you'll be inclined not to sell, but it's just this what they call a dead cat bounce. But it was a bit of and you'll sort of hold on to the stock, but in fact it's going to sort of drop dead again. And we use it as a metaphor for the fact that, you know, people can actually bounce. They can get up from very terribly tragic situations. And because a lot of our songs are social justice songs, and it sort of fit, we use that as a bit of a metaphor for the fact that people can bounce up and come back from terrible, terrible psychological and physical injuries.
That's amazing. Dead cats can bounce. That's an amazing term. I'm going to add that to my vocabulary.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, guys, we are heading to break. We'll be right back with John Morris, Cindy Honig, John Kessner, and Jared Fjorda. I cannot pronounce that name, right here on Behind the Scenes. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene, and we are having a few technical difficulties. I'm not quite sure what happened here, but I think I may have screwed up the electronics again. Hi, John. Welcome to the show. Again.
I'm back.
I know. I don't know what I did this time.
I don't know. Everything went nuts. It was like DEFCON 4. Everything,
I know. I have no idea what I did, but I'm pretty sure I did it. I usually do it. I can't work technology. This is what happens when Alexa steps away for like 30 seconds. I don't know what I did. So we are going to have some interesting people on the show right now. We are about to get on a young girl named Tekla. Tekla is an aspiring actress.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out how to spell her name right now and get her connected. We are going to have on John Reynolds and Aggie Corbin. John worked on E.T., Benji, Twilight Zone, so we're really going to have to separate the Johns here.
Yeah.
Hi, we have Tekla and Aggie Corbin. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Give me one second.
Hey, Summer.
Hi, welcome. So we are going to have a couple of different people on Talking to Tekla. We are on with John Morris, the blues preacher, all the way from Sydney, Australia. He's talking about music. We have Cindy Honig on talking about PR, and we have John Kestner on because, well, frankly, he and I have fun. So welcome to the show. Aggie, are you there?
Tekla, you're there, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Jesus. Well, I'm not sure what I did with Aggie, but we'll see.
It's got to be your song.
Put the Ryzen ring back on while your party is reached.
I'm not sure what's going on. My we have so many people on. It's just going nuts today. I find it rather interesting, to be honest.
Yeah, the Hollywood Squares format may not work out.
I know, but I thought it was the best way to get a hold of everyone.
Well, I'll take Paul in to block. So anyway.
No, other than
just the Tekla, are you in a Five and Diner?
No, I'm actually in a convenience store.
Oh, see, I wasn't that far off.
No, I was pretty close.
Not that far off. Order up. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
No. Well. Yeah, they're actually serving like hot dogs and stuff here. But my phone was dying because I thought it was charging and it wasn't. So yeah, fun. Fun times.
Life of an actress.
Yes, wonderful.
All right. Hey, welcome to the show. We've got Aggie Corbin on.
Hello there.
Hey. Aggie, we have dragged you on with John Morris of the Blues Preachers. We have you on with Cindy Honig from Pure PR.
Hello.
We have you on with everyone. This is getting a little loud. Tekla, mute your mic after you ask your questions, okay?
You got it.
All right. Aggie, Tekla is an aspiring actress and wants to talk to you a little bit about getting into the film industry.
Okay.
Tekla? If you
yes,
could
ma'am?
Ask anyone any question in the world about getting into the entertainment industry, what would it be?
Let's see here. What is the perfect audition like?
What is the perfect audition like?
What is the perfect? There's no such thing as a perfect audition.
No, why not?
I'm perfect audition. That's an interesting question because you never know what they're looking for. You never know what they want, and you may feel it's the perfect audition and to them it's not, or vice versa. I've seen situations where people thought it was terrible. They came in, they were really disappointed in themselves, and it was what people were looking for. You just never know what's being looked for. I think that's the reason. Mm. You never know what they're actually looking for.
All right, let me try again then. What are some of your favorite memories of it, like auditions? Some really good ones that you are just super memorable.
I think super memorable are when people come in and they just are having a fun time. To me, it's really important to be enjoying what you're doing. And I think so many people come in so stressed and so anxious and mm-hmm. so nervous that it comes across. And when somebody comes in and they're just having fun and enjoying themselves, that comes across as well. And that's oftentimes what we've been looking for is somebody who just feels very natural and very comfortable. Because it's very difficult being in front of the camera, and a lot of people cannot get comfortable with it even after they've been doing it for years and years and years. There's a tension, there's a stress level, and that makes it more difficult. So if you could have fun with it and you can enjoy it and you can enjoy yourself, it makes all the difference in the world.
And hi, Augie, this is Cindy Honig. And I have a question too. Don't you find it that it's helpful if the actor continues with acting lessons? Because don't you think that's such a help in being relaxed when you go to your auditions?
Sure, sure. I think some of the best known actors out there go to classes. I have an associate of mine who's been in the business for 20 years and he still takes acting classes. And it's to be comfortable. It's really to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much you've been in front of a camera, people are different when a camera's rolling. They just And it's to maintain that comfort level and be okay with it. Personally, I hate being in front of a camera.
Oh,
I
have a lot of fun. So it's hard to be yourself. You need a lot of practice. Are you a casting director or an actress?
She's a producer.
You're a producer. Okay. I didn't see that on my screen.
Yeah, I get much more involved in production than I do anything else, in both film, television, and live events. I do a lot of live events.
I thought she would be the perfect crossover for music and television and everything else because she produces on both ends.
Are you on your own or are you with a company?
I have my own company doing live events, and then I work in conjunction with a production company in Canada. And that's a television production company. And then I've been involved.
And where are you based?
A lot of independent films.
I'm sorry, you cut out. I didn't hear that.
I actually think we've lost Aggie.
Oh.
I think it's we've got a lot of people on and we've got people calling from all over the world, so it doesn't always connect.
I see. Because I think I didn't hear her.
Well, it sounds like she's coming from the Maid of the Mist at Niagara Falls. So she might want to find a diner or something.
Coming from that end, yeah.
Yeah. So
we got a lot of people on this call.
We do. Oh, we've got Aggie back.
She's back.
I'm back. I dropped off, but I came back.
Aggie, where are you right now? What city?
Right now, I'm actually in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Aggie, if you could give advice to anyone getting into the film industry, music industry, live event industry, what advice would you give them?
Never give up. Never give up. You never know what's going to happen. I think a lot of people try to get into it. They don't succeed the first.
Hi, guys. Sorry we dropped out for a second. I have no idea what is going on. I think the problem is we have people calling in from Canada. We have people calling in from Australia. We have people calling in from all over the world, and this has turned into a problem. John, I think we really overreached with this.
Yeah, well, you never know unless you try it. I mean, you know, we had to give it a try. So maybe going back to, you know, kind of a one-on-one thing might work.
Yeah, I think we need to keep our groups under like 10 people.
Yeah.
So I think we'll stick to the music thing for today. A quick shout out. Thank you very much to Aggie and to Tekla for being on. I really, really appreciate that. We'll try with you guys another week, but right now we do have John Morris in from Sydney, Australia. So I'd kind of like to focus on the music today because I don't know if we'll ever catch him again, especially after we tried to get so many people on.
Yeah.
With our number of listeners. All right, Jared, do you have any more questions for John Morris?
Yes, I do. I have a couple more. One of them being, what are you most proud of in your career? What have you done that's brought you the most joy?
I think what's brought me the most joy is the acceptance of our social justice songs. You know, we've won quite a few awards, and one of our songs was accepted to be on a compilation that was released in Canada called Protest Songs for a Better World. That's the sort of thing I'm really drawn to now, is writing songs about the state of the planet, but really well-crafted songs, so it's not just, a bunch of hippies in a room saying the world's stuffed. You know, it's, you know, what actually is wrong and what do we need to do about it? And it's really difficult to write songs like that, because you know you got to have your facts sorted. The thing is with the song that that was one of the winners of the John Lennon 70th birthday anniversary song contest that we were successful with, was about the GFC. And you know, I knew a little bit about the markets because I was somebody convinced me that I should invest some money in the stock market here in Australia. And I went in pretty hard, you know, towards the end of 2007. So it's I lost all that money. But that was good because you know, it really sort of gave me an understanding of the markets and how they work, and I could write that song, you know, using the correct language, and it basically sounded like I knew what I was talking about, which I did because I was burnt by the whole thing. But it was worth losing that money to be able to write that song.
So I'm sort of proud. Did you get it back?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
has.
You know, through the music, did you get the money
back?
Yeah,
for sure. You know, we've played hundreds of probably.
What did you learn from that experience? I'm curious about losing that money and writing the song and the song being successful.
What did I learn? I learned that, you know, the stock market is not something that artists should be sort of concentrating too hard on getting involved in, because you've got to, you can't, as we said before, you've got to spend that 10,000 hours getting good at what you do.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got money, particularly if it's a lot of money tied up in the stock market or any sort of other business, you know, you've got to be on it all the time. There's no room for practicing your craft, whether it's acting or singing or songwriting. You've got to be thinking about it 24/7. So if musicians have been or actors have been fairly successful and they've got a bit of spare cash and they give it to somebody to invest for them, that's fair enough. But I think for musicians trying to get on in the business and sort of needing to spend a lot of time looking at the stock market doesn't work.
Sure.
No. That makes sense. All right, guys, we'll be right back right after the break for our final segment. We are on with John Morris, Cindy Harnick, John Kirstner. We're here on Behind the Scenes. Thank you, Scott Haskin, for that beautiful music. We'll be right back after the break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Guys, welcome back. back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are on with John Morris of the Blues Preachers. We are on with Cindy Honig of Pure PR, Oklahoma, OKC, I always say. She's coming in from Oklahoma. John Morris is coming in from Sydney, Australia. We have John Kessner from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm sitting here in Los Angeles, California. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm going to say we've had a very, very interesting show. Ironically, I'm watching the ratings and things here. Even with the kerfuffle, we've done really, really well today. And we've got a lot of people writing in for John Morris and a lot of music questions. And I'd love to forward some of those to him. Jared, do you have any more questions?
Yes, I do. I have one really important question I want to get to, which is, John, you said you're in a duet. I wonder how you found this other person. What process did you go to look for him?
You want to find out how to put together a band?
Yes.
Okay.
there was a fair bit of serendipity with that, with myself and the other person who plays in the Blues Preachers. I didn't put an ad in the newspaper. I didn't put anything online. We just sort of ran into each other. So I'd say the first thing is you've got to put it out there that you're looking for this person or these people. And, you know, you've got to do that in a spiritual way. You've got to put it out there to the universe, or you've got to be perhaps, if you're more lean towards the Christian thing, be talking to God about that, because it's, you know, you've got to be able to put together a group of people that get on, as we talked about before. And I think that's really sort of impossible just by interviewing people. So the right people have to come into your life. And so you've got to be open to that and putting that out there. And on a sort of more human, practical level, I guess, going to open mic nights, a lot of open mic nights, and just seeing who's there, who the good players are, and approaching them. What else can you do? You can go to other bands and sort of poach members, I guess. But I think the first thing to do is to really put that out there in a spiritual way that you need these people.
So poach, you mean just take. You don't mean actually poach them.
No. He means take. Same thing that happens we do between the studios. As soon as you see someone good, we're taking them.
So you don't shoot. You don't shoot them. You just take them.
I actually like the idea of throwing a net over someone to catch them, but I mean,
I think you may go to prison for that. So let's stay away from nets and shooting.
Okay.
But that is very, very good advice. So what you want to do is, to recap, you want to go to your open mic nights. You want to look for someone, but mostly you want to put it out there, put the word out there, put the vibes out there that you are looking, and allow it to come back to you.
Exactly.
All right, Jared, thank you very, very much for being on the show. I'm going to go talk to these guys now. We really appreciate you being on the show, and thank you for all of your wonderful questions.
And thank you for having me on. I'm greatly appreciated. John, Cindy, thank you for your guys' advice. I'm going to take it to heart and really try and get this going for myself.
Good luck.
Thanks, Jared. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you guys.